This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark.
Scientists have developed a groundbreaking device that works like a glue gun to 3D print bone grafts directly onto fractures during surgery. The technology could transform how doctors repair complex or irregular breaks. Traditionally, bone injuries are created with pre-made grafts or bone cement, often secured with metal plates or screws. These methods aren't always a perfect fit, which can lead to alignment problems or weaker repairs. The new approach uses a handheld gun to extrude a special composite made from a biodegradable polymer and hydroxyapatite, a mineral that supports bone growth. The material is also infused with antibiotics that slowly release over several weeks to reduce the risk of infection. In animal tests on rabbits with leg fractures, the grafts were printed directly onto bone defects, cooling to body temperature in about 40 seconds. Over 12 weeks, the rabbits treated with the printed grafts showed stronger bone growth and denser tissue compared to those that were given conventional bone cement. The printed material also began to safely degrade during the healing process. Researchers say the method could shorten surgical time and provide custom-shaped repairs for each patient's injury. While some more testing is needed before it can be used in humans, the technique offers a glimpse of a future where surgeons can print bone on demand, improving recovery and outcomes for patients with severe fractures. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. The world is mourning the loss of Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum, a respected anthropologist and professor who passed away September 10th at the age of 67 after a brief battle with brain cancer. Meldrum joined ISU in 1993, teaching human anatomy, evolution, and primatology. He was widely admired for his scholarship, mentorship, and his groundbreaking research on the evolution of human walking and running. He authored numerous scientific works like the book Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science, which explored the Bigfoot phenomena through the lens of anatomy and evolutionary biology. His work made him one of the most prominent figures in the Bigfoot debate, known for treating the subject with scientific rigor. Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum leaves behind a legacy that will continue to inspire inquiry and debate for years to come. This is Dark Matter News. A private spacecraft will soon give new life to one of NASA's hardest working observatories. The Neil Gehrels Swift Observatory, launched in 2004, has been vital in detecting gamma ray bursts, black hole mergers, and other cosmic flash events. But solar activity has expanded Earth's upper atmosphere, increasing drag and causing Swift to lose altitude faster than expected. Without intervention, the telescope could re-enter the atmosphere in just a few years. Instead of building a costly replacement, NASA is partnering with Arizona-based Catalyst Space Technologies on a bold first-of-its-kind mission. In spring 2026, the company will launch a servicing spacecraft that will rendezvous with Swift and push it back into a higher, safer orbit. The contract, worth about $30 million, is hailed as being a model for cost-effective satellite servicing. If successful, this will be the first time a private spacecraft captured and boosted an uncrewed, non-serviceable NASA satellite. Officials say the maneuver is risky but essential, describing it as forward-leaning and innovative. By extending Swift's mission, NASA hopes to preserve its role as a first responder to sudden cosmic events while providing that commercial technology can extend the life of other satellites. This mission could launch the beginning of a new era in how we maintain our satellites. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.